It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Bike packing is a blend of mountain biking and backpacking. Fans of the sport strap camping gear to their backs and bike miles through the wilderness, sometimes for weeks.
One young Wisconsinite recently completed a nearly six-week bike packing journey from Central Park in New York City to his hometown of Madison. Safe to say, 9-year-old Levi Moss is an avid biker.
Levi's dad, Joe Linus, traveled weeks alongside Levi and other family members. And Evan Moss is Levi's mom, another avid bike packer who rotated in on this multi-state adventure with Levi. Evan, Joe, and Levi, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Levi, you're 9. Why did you want to go on this very long bike packing expedition?
Well, every year I've done it with my cousins, my parents, and it's really fun. And this year I just wanted to go big, so. Yeah.
Go big you did. 1,400 miles, is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Why did you start in Central Park?
I didn't really do the planning. My parents and my grandpa did. But I think New York is a good distance. New York is fun to be in, so we just started there.
Okay, so good distance. It's a long way. Joe, I understand that parents got in on this. An uncle, grandpa, multiple cousins traveled parts of the way with Levi. Has your family been changed by this experience?
Yeah, most definitely. We're all adventurous bikers, as Levi mentioned. But to be able to coordinate a six-week journey with extended family, and to see Levi complete it and see his 7-year-old sister participate along the way. Yeah, I think it's an adventure we won't forget, and we have memories to draw on for the rest of our life.
What did you learn from it, Joe?
One of the main themes for me is, first of all, just how fun it is to explore the country with family and see your kiddos set a goal, and to be able to accomplish it together is really, really magical. So I just think if we can instill adventure and fun in our kids like this, that's a great thing I hope to do as a parent.
Levi, how does it feel now that you've completed this?
Well, every bike trip, I just feel amazed that I've done this much miles, and this bike trip, I was just wowed at what I could do and what I could, like, perform.
Okay, so you're on a bike all day long on this journey. What did you think about as you were biking all day? Did you let your mind wander?
Well, yeah. I try to keep myself busy. Sometimes it gets boring just pedaling for 8 hours a day. So I just try to, like, think about my family, think about, like, just stuff.
Yeah, we played a lot of war games. A lot of chatter.
Chatter.
And some quiet moments, too.
Yeah. I understand, Evan, that long-distance bicycling runs in the family. What about the activity draws you all to it?
I think the joy of just hopping on a bike and the thrill of kind of just moving forward at a bike's pace, you know, it's not too slow that you get really bored, and it's not too fast that you're zooming by everything. It's just kind of a perfect pace. I don't know if I can speak for everyone in my family, but I think there is this, like, sense of childhood, like a joy from childhood about just, like, hopping on your bike that has stayed with us.
When did you first introduce Levi to biking?
Well, I think he was almost 4 and he biked around Lake Monona.
Yeah.
That was our first. It was like a 4-hour, 3 ice cream stop, 12-mile ride around Lake Monona. And that was the first summer. And then the next summer, he biked from Milwaukee to Madison.
Yeah. Yeah, he was pedaling a Strider bike at 2.5. Yeah.
Wow. Right. Levi, do you remember this?
Not really when I was, like, 3 and younger, but I do remember just the joy of pedaling and going down hills.
Yeah, certainly the stopping for ice cream and the going down hills. Those are good times. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Levi, as you were biking from New York City to Wisconsin, was there a favorite spot that you biked through that you remember?
I guess my favorite part was in Pennsylvania. There, we biked through a lot of Amish country, and it was just, so, I was so amazed to just see how the Amish, like, lived and grew up.
Did you see some horses?
Yeah, we saw horses pulling buggies, like, no technology, different clothes.
Mm-hmm. What happened when you felt really tired along the way? What did you do when you felt tired, Levi?
I mean, I try not to get tired because it'll just, like, control me and I won't be able to keep going. So I try to keep my mind off of it. I take a break if I need to, but you just try to, like, go as much as you can.
Mm-hmm. Evan, as a mom, I would feel a little scared that something could happen to my child out on the open road. Did you grapple at all with those fears?
Yeah. I mean, there were moments on when I was with them that there were a few crazy drivers and some busy roads. I think I had a lot of trust that the adults that were with Levi had safety as a top priority. My dad was with him, my brother, so his uncle was with him, my husband here, Joe, was with him. So there was just a lot of trust that we all, you know, would do everything we can to be safe and have fun. I think the hardest part was the logistics, not actually the safety aspect.
The logistics and planning it out, where to stay overnight. What was that planning like, Joe?
I think it was harder to imagine than to execute. When we started planning the various weeks of each of the adults, there's so much unknown about how is the drop-off going to go? Are the places to stay going to work out as you want it to? So you just, like Evan said, just trusting the adults in the process, knowing that safety was a top priority, all of the logistics of where to sleep and when someone drives out, it kind of took care of itself. But the biggest logistic was week one, getting everybody out to New York City. And the first week we had 9 bikers on that first week. So getting everybody down the Eastern Seaboard was probably the most logistically challenging I felt.
Wow, 9 bikers. Yeah, moving all along. Levi, what would you tell other kids who don't think they have the stamina to bike 1,400 miles like you did? What would you tell another kid?
Well, I didn't just do this. Like, I was building up to it. My first, like, real bike ride was only, like, 0.1 miles. So you kind of just have to build up to the point where I'm at. And then just tell them that, are you ready for adventure? And if they say yes or no, then go for it.
Just go for it. Okay, can you tell me where your next big biking trip is? Have you started planning?
Well, before this one got planned, we were thinking of going across America, but I think it was just too hard for us to plan, and we weren't feeling up for that big adventure. And, you know, maybe this following year we might accomplish that.
Wow. Well, Levi, Evan, and Joe, you are an inspiration. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. This has been fun.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We've been talking about Levi and his family going on a bikepacking journey from New York City to Wisconsin over nearly 3 weeks. Now, Wisconsin has over 1,700 miles of beautiful state trails for bikers to enjoy, from the classic Elroy Sparta to the scenic Mountain Bay. Missy Van Landit is the Recreation Partnerships Section Chief for the Department of Natural Resources. Missy, welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me.
What do you think of 9-year-old Levi and his family's cross-country bikepacking journey to Wisconsin?
You know, I am just in awe of Levi. What an experience at 9 years old. It's so inspiring. And honestly, for me, working with trails and being outside, so rewarding to hear his story and how much he loved it.
And families like Levi's might want to start maybe at a smaller scale with a bikepacking trip through Wisconsin, you know, on our state scenic trails. What would you suggest for a longer ride or maybe even a multi-day ride for a family?
Yeah, absolutely. So in Wisconsin, we actually have our state trail network plan. So ultimately, a long-term goal is actually to connect state trails with municipal trails, county trails from Superior all the way down through the south and back up to Green Bay. So there's a lot of different options, you know, depending on what part of the state you're in. And here in the southern part of the state, you can utilize the Hank Aaron State Trail, then to the Glacial Drumlin State Trail, on up through the, you know, Great Sauk State Trail to the 400 to the El Rey Sparta. And that could be a multi-day camping trip as well, because a lot of our state trails, many folks don't realize, actually have campsites associated with them.
What would you suggest for a longer distance route that's not really hilly, that is nice and flat?
You know, a lot of our linear trails were rail trails, and so many of them are pretty flat and linear as it is. And one of the really cool trails that I love, I think that's a bit of a hidden gem, is actually the Mountain Bay State Trail, and it's named for the mountain in the bay. It goes from Rib Mountain through Marathon and Shawano counties over to Brown County. And it's just over 80 miles long, and it's a pretty short or a pretty flat stretch through there. But at 83 miles, you can definitely get a couple of days out of that, but it's still pretty flat.
And Wisconsin isn't home to mountains, but we do have some mountain biking trails. What does our state offer for mountain bikers?
You know, mountain biking, I feel like, is the front runner for up and coming outdoor recreation right now. So we're actually in the process. We've got mountain bike trails at so many different properties, and they're actually continuing to construct new trails at multiple properties. Just a week or so ago, we opened 11 miles of mountain bike trail at Peninsula State Park. There's going to be mountain bike trails at Rib Mountain State Park that'll be under construction later this year and through 2027 and 28. There's new miles going in at New Glarus Woods State Park, the northern and southern unit of the Kettle Moraine, Blue Mound State Park, and in the last couple of years at Willow River and Kinnikinick State Parks in the west central part of the state have just opened new mountain bike trails. So, and we're actually opening very soon here additional mountain bike trails up at the Brule River State Forest. So there are a lot of miles of trail in Wisconsin and in every corner of the state as well.
It sounds like you're answering a demand, that you felt demand for these types of trails.
Absolutely. You know, the great thing too is there are so many incredible mountain bike groups. There's clubs and organizations that partner with us at the state to implement, and, you know, they fundraise for these trails, they help build these trails and maintain them. You know, and we work with youth mountain bike groups and racing groups as well on volunteer days and hosting events. So it really is a rising, you know, recreation opportunity. And there's a ton of kids that are participating in it. And again, they're participating in the stewardship aspect of it too, by building and maintaining and protecting those trails.
You've described state trails as both a doorway and a window into enjoying the Wisconsin outdoors. Can you explain what you mean by that?
Yeah, so we always talk about the doorway to recreation as being something that is pretty low barrier as far as getting into the outdoors. And so while if you're 16 or older and you're biking on our trails, you do need a trail pass, but our linear trails and so many trails across the state are great for hiking, and you really just need a decent pair of shoes. And so it's a great way if you've never participated in outdoor recreation, or you want to get outside a little bit more. It's kind of the doorway to ease in. And the window, you know, I've biked a lot of trails across the state, and Wisconsin has such a diverse landscape. You know, whether you're on the Niagara Escarpment in the eastern part of the state, or you're in, you know, the oak savannas of the central part, or the driftless area in the southwest, you get urban areas and rural farm fields and small communities. So it's really the window to explore all the landscapes and communities that Wisconsin has to offer.
And maybe it makes us realize just the diversity of landscapes, the diversity of views that you can see on this bike ride.
You know, absolutely. You know, I have so many favorite trails across the state, and it's largely because of the experiences that you can have on those trails. And I know Levi was talking about ice cream. That's one of my favorite things to do. You know, our state trails can cross many counties and go through hundreds of communities, so many of which might be a corner store or a gas station, but you can always grab ice cream while you're out on the trail.
Missy, thank you so much. Good to talk with you.
You too. Thanks for having me.
That is Missy Van Landit, the Recreation Partnerships Section Chief for the Department of Natural Resources. We've been talking about getting out and enjoying many of the Wisconsin State Bike Trails. And earlier, we heard from 9-year-old Levi Moss and his parents, Evan Moss and Joe Lanis, about Levi's nearly 6-week bikepacking adventure, cycling from New York City Central Park to their home in Madison.